The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, Harley's talking about what Peter was talking about in the finance report, the coronavirus hit to the stock market. Harley.
Well, people are worried about this thing, that's for sure. I mean, even in this country, we don't have a big problem with the coronavirus yet, but we can watch Europe. We see that it crosses the borders and starts moving into Europe, and we get worried because everybody's stock market's taken a hit today. And some of our biggest companies have been hit pretty hard. I mean, the Dow is down 3.5%. The S&P lost the same amount as a percentage, you know. The NASDAQ, 3.9% and so forth. So they gave away everything that they've gained so far this year.
Sure.
That's not good.
But they turn around. They come back. They correct. That's the thing. Hey, look.
That's the time to buy. I mean, there's talk of a 10 to 15% correction. So watch the stocks you like. Watch them go down 10 or 15% and buy them.
That's right, Harley. They'll be back. You're dead right. Look, I love this. Oh, can we have about 100 Donald Trumps cleaning out the bureaucrats, eh?
It's about time. I mean, you know, he's finally doing what most presidents do shortly after taking office. He is cleaning house. He's getting rid of bureaucrats and even appointed officials who demonstrate they're not supporters of what he's doing. Presidents, everybody knows, have every right to fill their administrations with people who support them, and they do. I mean, think about it. When the Clinton Democrats left the White House, they removed all the W's from the computer keyboards. The Trump administration has been working with allies trying to assemble lists of disloyal officials as well as potential replacements. No big surprise here, but he was sort of frozen in place during these constant investigations. Didn't want to look like he was, you know, being vengeful. And, of course, the impeachment process left everything kind of in limbo. But now that he's now that he's clean,
get rid of them.
Some people are getting their pink slips. Out the door you go.
Pink slips. Oh, we got 250,000 in Canberra. I'd give them all a pink slip and send them to the nearest Centrelink office. Harvey Weinstein.
Well, convicted. Sexual assault trial. Now, he was not convicted on the heaviest of charges against him, the sexual predator. If he had been convicted of that, he could have gone to jail forever. We don't know how long he'll get in the sentencing. Could be a couple of decades or more. He's not a kid anymore. I thought it was interesting before he went into this, he's walking around with a walker, which he never used before. And so I have a feeling he knew he was in trouble when he walked in, and he's trying to generate some sympathy. But nobody's got too much sympathy for him. He was he's the poster child for the Me Too movement. And he's done nothing but help the movement continue, that's for sure.
Right. All right, Harley, good to talk to you. Talk to you tomorrow when we find the stock market will move around a little, I would have thought, and keep the Donald cleaning out the enemy. Good stuff.